This episode of Grown Men Coloring is brought to you by Josh Kyle. Josh Kyle, the nutritionist. Josh Kyle, the ultimate frisbee player. Josh Kyle, the former professional racquetball player. One time I yelled out while I was on the court with him that he was the best, the quote, best right side doubles player in Canada. Or something along those lines. Josh Kyle, the friend. Josh Kyle, the excellent ping pong player. Josh Kyle. It's brought to you by Josh Kyle. So, have a good time. And go to his website. Josh Kyle Health. JoshKyleHealth.com. No spaces or something like that. I don't know. Just Google the guy. I can never remember his website. But he's good at nutrition. Did I mention that he's a nutritionist or a dietitian? So, if you need to drop a few lbs or maybe gain a few lbs of muscle, you need to eat better, be a more healthy individual, look him up. K-E-I-L, not K-Y-L-E. He's German. Or his name comes from German. So it's K-E-I-L. I've been told that German names, sometimes they pronounce the second letter. So it's not Kiel. It's spelt Kiel, but it's actually Kyle. So they pronounce the second vowel first or something. I don't know. Josh Kyle. Spelt. Yeah, shit. I should have been telling you guys how to spell it for a long time now. Because, yeah, Kyle, you would think K-Y-L-E, but it's actually K-E-I-L. So neat. Okay, good to know. And now, without further ado, another episode, a very brief episode of Grown Men Coloring. I've got a hockey game at 9. It is 8:06 at the moment. I am driving over to my cousin Scott's house right at the moment. My friend Scott, I'm driving to his house. And we are going to do a very brief episode of Grown Men Coloring. Conversation! Conversation! Some conversations are a lost art! But it's just grown man coloring. How's it going, everyone? Another episode of Grown Man Coloring. I didn't actually pause the recording after I did the sponsored part. So now I'm just still driving over to Scott's house. Sorry if I blew out all of your guys' ears. I completely understand if that opening song was so terrible that you guys never want to listen again. But please do. We only have like 6 consistent downloads every episode. And last episode, last Grown Men Coloring, we had 10. So, I'm hoping for that to grow. So I will promise to do better in the future. I'm sorry that that was the most irritating song and podcast song. I don't know. I was going to say podcast songs generally aren't very good. So if a podcast song is bad as far as podcast songs go, then that must be really bad. But yeah. That might have been, I think podcast songs are pretty good though. Joe Rogan Experience has a pretty good song. Your Mom's House, Fighter and the Kid. Well, what they do that's so good is they splice, scenes from the show into their song. Joe Rogan podcast doesn't do that, but his song is kind of punkish. So I like that one. But anyways, yeah, I'm sorry that was maybe the worst podcast song that you've ever heard in your whole life. I will try to do better. I'm just pulling up to Scott's car, his truck. He has an Autobot symbol on the back of it. Very neat. I think he got that for Christmas. I should probably pause this so that you get less dead air, but I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to make this as awkward and uncomfortable as possible as I walk over to the back entrance of his house, narrating what I'm doing. I'm going to try not to slip on any ice. I really have to pee. I wonder if it would be okay if I peed in his backyard. I know his dog pees in his backyard quite often, and what I hear is that dog pee is much more harmful to grass than human pee is, so maybe it would be totally all right if I were to pee in on his grass. Perhaps I will do that. It'll be for the show. Because, I mean, what's the big deal? People with dogs shouldn't be bothered by humans pissing in their backyard because you know, apparently dog piss is much more, harmful than human piss. So here, you can hear it. I'm pissing in your yard, but it's for the show. Oh. How's the taco time?
That's good.
Scott's eating taco time currently. I figured you wouldn't care because you have a dog that pisses back here.
He pisses in over there in a certain spot, though.
Oh.
You're fucking my grass.
I just said that dog piss is more harmful to grass than human piss. But I forgot that he has a specific spot that he pees in.
If you peed back by the fence, it'd be all good.
Oh. Okay. Do you want me to water it down with water, too?
Yeah, get the garden hose.
Okay, I'll get the garden hose and I'll dissipate the concentrated nitrogen that is a mess to your grass and will harm it.
You try this.
Oh, you got the Mexi fries that are...
I'm going to give you a bite.
Oh.
Okay, it's a little hot, so you're going to burn your mouth a little bit. You don't got a cold or anything, do you?
No. Okay. You don't have herpes or anything, do you?
Sorry. Not bad, right? That's everything.
Yeah. Stuff. Yeah, that's something else.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I'm not mad at that.
Yeah, it's pretty good, right? This is kind of, it's, you know, $5 or something like that. So.
Oh, neat. That you just went over there to get some Mexi fries?
My wife wanted.
So you guys both got Mexi fries, or did you get a burrito?
She's doing the vegan thing, so she can't have that.
Oh, shit.
But she can also have regular ones.
Ah, did she get a bean burrito, or just make regular Mexi fries?
Just Mexi fries.
You guys keep it simple. Whenever I go to Taco Time, I just get, like, it's usually on Sundays or Tuesdays where they have Taco Tuesday or the Sunday deal, and I just get a mess of tacos.
We did that long time, and, I don't know, you just get kind of sick of it. I know I did.
Yeah.
Just doing it every Tuesday. And
I find that the beef tacos aren't very good. I actually, whether I'm a vegetarian sympathizer or not, I much prefer bean tacos to beef tacos.
Christy tried one and didn't care for it much.
The beef? Yeah, the beef, I got no
Mind you didn't have cheese on the bean one.
Oh.
When she got it, so.
Yeah, that would be a bit of
pretty dry.
A bit of a letdown.
No.
Yeah, but Lisa got, the last Taco Tuesday, she got 10 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she ate some, and then I ate some, and then I came to bed, and we started talking about the tacos.
Bird
said, I ate all the tacos.
Yeah.
She said, you ate 7 tacos? I just kept eating. It's like that scene in Trailer Park Boys when he eats all the ravioli.
Just kept eating.
I didn't even, I just kept eating, and all of a sudden all the tacos were done. I didn't realize that my wife had only had 3 tacos, and I had 7. Just didn't even, like, it was nothing. I didn't even, it just happened.
Just
kept
going.
The first 3 didn't count. And then,
burn the other 3 with the blowtorch.
Burn the other 3 with the blowtorch. Yeah. And, I'd love to say I was stoned, but I wasn't. I was just eating. Just hungry. Yeah.
Just hungry.
That's wonderful. That's I'm going to have to get that one day.
Yeah,
no, you don't have to. I'm not a charity case. I don't mean for you.
Okay. All that cheese sauce. Can't go wrong with cheese sauce.
Well, you can't go wrong with cheese sauce.
Yeah.
Oh, Taco Time's got their shit and figured out.
Get that next time you're there. It's so good.
No, definitely.
And it's, if you're hungry, Like I ate a little bit already tonight, but I went there, so I'm gonna get myself some.
Yeah.
Which isn't quite enough, but as second supper does pretty
does a pretty good job for second supper.
Second supper fits the bill.
Nice. Nice. So yeah, this is sort of an impromptu grown man coloring.
A little bit.
Sort of been recording on the way here in the backyard while I was pissing.
Oh yeah.
You know, now with you. Had Lee's bathroom break, only Lee was on the show for Lee's bathroom break.
Oh yeah. Live version.
So yeah, the episode won't go on much longer, but what do you want to talk about? It's always my least favorite question.
No, I don't know.
What do you want to talk about?
No, I'd like to. Well, glad you asked. I don't know. Where are you off to next?
I got hockey at 9. Oh, I have to go to...
Oh, shit, you got hockey night. I didn't know.
Yeah, I got a hockey game at 9, so I should get going decently soon.
I'll make it a shorty then.
Yeah, we'll go a little while longer.
Yeah.
I think I got a decent amount of time still.
You got to get out there?
Gemini.
Wow.
Gemini.
Okay. You might want to hurry up.
Ah, once I get on that freeway, it'll be smooth sailing.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got to go to Regina this weekend for a tournament.
Oh, yeah.
I was hoping I wouldn't have to go, but for funding, in order to get full funding for a provincial team,
yep.
Apparently I have to go, and I really only have time for like one match. I have to work Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night.
You just have to show up.
So I'm going to show up and play one match, and then I'm going to have to forfeit the next match and just...
Regardless.
Yeah, it's a round robin.
That's funny.
So, just... In order...
Make it
I think it's bad for the sport for me to come in, play one match, and fuck off and not even play.
From a simply human angle, whatever.
But it's whatever just... Whatever you got to do. For the funding purposes, you have to play a certain amount, and if you... As long as you step on the court. I could step on the court, play one rally, shake hands, and say, sorry, guys, I'm going home. I got to work.
You win.
And it counts as me playing a tournament for funding. And I think it's bad for the sport. It looks bad. Yeah, but I guess it's what I got to do. That or I could get a doctor's note. My knee is hurt a little bit. It's sore, so I could get a doctor's note for that. But I plan on showing up to practice on Saturday morning in Saskatoon, and that maybe looks bad if I skip a tournament with a bad knee, but then I go to practice Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
Even though practice will be better, there's more of the good players in the province are going to Saturday morning practice than this tournament, but got to go to this tournament. Sorry, that's my story.
That's
you got any stories other than Mexico?
That's called minutia.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. We talked about me winning the weight challenge, so that's already
that's
done.
Exciting.
That was done. Now I'm
eating Mexi fries.
Eating Mexi fries after 8. It's good.
So this weight challenge is really
just whittled me down.
It's been great for changing, you know, building good habits.
Yeah, totally, absolutely. Yeah, no, I've been up the last couple mornings working out early though, so not all is lost, but yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know what else to report on.
Apparently,
I went to Lego Batman.
Did you?
Yeah.
How'd you like it?
It wasn't as good as Lego Movie, but it was worth. Going.
Okay, I'm planning to see it. Yeah. I heard really good things.
Yeah, it's very funny. Like you won't go in there and be like during the whole thing like, oh, I wish this was Lego Movie. Like afterwards, you'll realize it Lego Movie was better.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't that one was quite a good movie. So
where does it rank for Batman movies?
Everyone's saying it's the best Batman over. That's stupid.
It's obviously not better than The Dark Knight.
No.
Like, let's be real.
It's not better than the Nolan movies, but I mean...
Any three of them?
I like them all. I like Dark Knight Rises,
too. Yeah, I'm a big fan. No. I'm having arguments at will with Colin lately. He says that Dark Knight Rises is a bad movie.
No.
An outright bad movie, and he says that he has a hard time figuring out whether BVS is worse than Dark Knight Rises, which I think is absolutely ridiculous. Dark Knight Rises has its flaws, but that's fucking ridiculous.
No, that,
and he's saying the Burton Batmans are better than Dark Knight Rises.
Those ones always, being that I watched them younger and stuff, I never liked those nearly as much, but, I don't know. I think Dark Knight was so good that it makes Dark Knight Rises, gives it the impossible task of even trying to measure up. It had its flaws, and it was... I think like most third installments, it tried to go too grand,
I think it also suffers from some tragic changes in the script. Yeah. Like, I think people kind of forget that Heath Ledger's Joker was probably going to play a prominent role in Dark Knight Rises.
Because imagine that. Could you imagine?
Like, yeah, exactly.
What it actually would have been. But like,
they might have not. I mean, I love Tom Hardy's Bane, so. But there might have been.
Just imagine replacing that character with him.
I mean, might not have been Bane and Cat. It might have been another Batman versus Joker movie, or they might have had Bane. I don't know what their plans would have been, but it obviously would have prominently figured Joker. Like, I think, likely.
I'm not sure. Yeah, like, I don't think it's cut and dried as you could just copy and paste Joker in there, but, you know, I could see that kind of idea sort of working, some degree of it, like him masterminding stuff or something.
Yeah,
but
from Arkham and maybe getting out at the end.
Shows up at the end. And
Like, who knows? I can guess he was getting put in prison.
You know.
He might have got, like, he might have been the one person that Batman killed on purpose.
Yeah, at the end.
He might have killed him at the end, and that then you've got this look of then Batman's wondering, you know, what his future is, and now he's killed somebody. Like, maybe he's
hard to say.
Go on the
to say, but I don't think it's a bad movie. I think I'd say it's flawed, but I mean, those first two are so good. Both of them are so
good. I like Rises better than Begins. I think I've only seen Rises once.
Begins is.
I should watch
Begins
Rises
is,
again before
Begins
I say
is so
that.
Solid.
Because Begins is very.
Begins
good.
Is so. Begins I like because it melds that. It has a very much more supernatural feely to it. Like, it was a lot more Burton esque. I found compared to the second two. But I mean, whatever it is, I don't. Come on, BVS.
There's not a chance.
Ben Affleck wasn't even that good. And I mean that he wasn't given enough to work with.
There's nothing good about
there's
that.
There's nothing
movie.
There.
I mean, he did good. You know what? The best performance for me in BVS is Jeremy Irons' Alfred.
Yeah, that's probably right.
I think that's what that
was. Yeah, I can't think of anyone else in there.
There's not really. I mean, there is bad performances, but I don't think Ben Affleck is that bad performance. But like.
Michael Shannon as Zod was great.
Yeah, you liked his Zod?
In
BVS.
Or in
he
didn't
Man
have
of Steel.
No, BVS.
Because he was dead and he didn't do
anything.
Because
he didn't say anything. Yeah, I think it's actually him. In
Colin doesn't like BVS, by the way. Like,
I know.
He doesn't like
BVS. I heard him talk about it.
He's just saying he has a hard time saying what's worse. And that's a fucking joke to me.
I think he's overstating it. But I get what he's saying. He didn't like Dark Knight Rises.
And yeah, it has flaws.
That's okay.
You come in with high expectations, I think, because of the Dark Knight.
The time skip thing was my least favorite part of that, but I mean, but going back to Lego Batman without giving anything away, it has a lot of fun with the Batman movies.
Nice.
And it's quite, and if you like the character from the Lego movie, it's just him in a feature film. Like, it's good. It's
funny. That's good. I'm glad to hear
it's funny. Like, they got good supporting characters, really good voice acting, or, you know, funny voice acting and stuff, and like there's laugh out loud moments every few minutes. Like, it's solid. It's good if you like that kind of thing. And like with Lego, they can do anything. They're not just tied to one character, so they go all over the place with it.
But nice.
Yeah, you'll enjoy it, especially with what we just talked about with the bad Batman movies. It certainly pulls no punches with it. Yeah. So yeah, it's good.
So you got it better than the Burton ones.
For me, yeah. For me, but I'm kind of a naysayer on the Burton. I'm a naysayer on anything that really came before X-Men 1. I don't really care for any of them. Not much.
Superhero movies in general.
Batman 1 was the Burton Batmans were the best of the lot, but
yeah,
I never cared for them much. I don't know what it was. It was a cool character and stuff.
I never really I saw them, but I was a little kid when I saw them. I fell asleep. We went and saw Batman Returns in the drive-in, and it was the second movie that played, and I was a little kid, and I started falling asleep.
Yeah, those second ones you can never make through.
When you're a little kid.
Forget it. You're asleep. But no, Lego Batman's good. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I honestly don't think they need to do another movie with that character, because there's only so much that character can do, really.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
If they were to do another Lego movie, what would you like to see?
In a Lego, like a Lego
sequel?
They're
going to do a Lego
they are.
Something.
They're doing a Lego movie too. They are
doing. Oh, they're doing, okay.
Yeah, it's not Lord Miller.
You would want just a straight up, is that what you want? Or would you like to see like a Star Wars Lego movie or a Superman Lego movie?
No, it's pretty cool. I like the Lego movie. Lego
movie,
because it's
a great movie.
That's a huge sandbox they can play in, right? Mm-hmm. All those characters can come in again. Yeah. They're doing a second one, but it's not the same writers and stuff, which sucks. That hurts a lot. Yeah. But, yeah. No, it's... yeah, we'll see.
Neat.
It's good. I like going, you know, those are ones I can take my... I took my kids to that Lego Batman, and my three-year-old was almost 100% good the whole time. Held her attention.
Didn't start losing her shit. Not really. Seemed to enjoy herself. All right. Yeah.
Cool.
We should... Are you cool to rap?
Yep.
All right. Well, give me something to go out on.
Waiting. Book recommendations. Do I have any? I don't really have any. I got one today, but that I haven't read the book yet, so I something broke here. There we go. Well, I guess there is one thing I can say.